Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
This was the end. What it all means is not for us to know. It is for history to decide. But you know what? We're going to talk about it anyway. Maybe we're going to complain. Maybe we're going to be happy. Maybe somewhere right down the middle. But this is the finale of Legion After Show. So it's our final show too. Legion After Show starts now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
Oh my goodness, welcome to the Legion After Show, and I will never get to say that again. Except I'll say it right now. Welcome to the Legion After Show, but really now I can't ever say it again.
Oh, he's being eaten by time demons, yeah, guys. That's what's happened.
That's exactly what happened. So, here we are. I'm Christian Blatt. Elena Jordan, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm Elena Jordan.
That's how you are. And
that's who I am, and apparently we're loud about it.
And Alexa Cappy, how cappy are you right now?
I am so happy cappy right now.
That's great. Jeff,
you know,
can you tell everybody on our audience right now, this is a complete divergence from the show, what's the musician that every episode of Swamp Thing, the title of the episodes, what's the name of the musician?
Bruce.
Oh, so now you're going to bring... He said Joel Spring Street before. Anyway.
Unbelievable.
I just wanted to do that for Ryan on the air.
You know what happened was... See, what happened was it was a time loop, and then it was just a time jump. I was saying different names at the same time.
He also uses the word noise in conversation. Yeah.
Because if you know, there's an O before the I, and noise.
Certain things are noise.
Yes, sure it is. And, you know, let's find out, Jeff, since I'm talking to you. Did you think that the series finale of Legion was noise or boy?
It was for sure nice. It wasn't noise.
Oh, it was just nice.
It was nice.
Oh, you know, man.
It was there. It happened. It was a thing. I didn't know it was a musical, but
yikes.
You know.
What have you been watching?
No, to be fair, there have been a lot of musical numbers in the course of the series.
Yeah, but I wasn't hoping for it to be today.
The finale?
So there's that.
Shots
All right,
fired.
So you thought it was nice.
Like Charles Xavier, bullet shots fired.
It's true. Happy Cappy, what did you think?
Happy Cappy was meh about the episode. I didn't love it, I didn't hate it. I just was like, I just wanted a little bit more, and I didn't get a little bit more. I only got that.
So why is Mrs. Doubtfire telling us what she thinks about this finale?
We got old Carrie, old Alexa.
Oh, that was a little bit old Carrie.
However, I do want to say that I was right once more with Farouk. Remember when I said he has feelings, he does like David a lot, may even love him.
You did say
it. I called it. He's not the comic book version. He is a new reborn feeling type of Farouk that...
Except that I still don't believe him. I think he played Charles Xavier and he played David.
Well, you know what? We'll never know, man.
That's the beauty of it. Elena, what did you think of this episode?
You know, there were some elements that I really, really liked. I thought...
The end credits looked nice.
You know, such a storyline. I was super happy that was wrapped up. I thought that was a really, really cool storyline. I liked having... kind of the bookends of using the same song.
Yeah, I thought that was great.
Yeah, and having the kind of the same imagery that we used in the pilot, because I genuinely think this is one of the best pilots ever.
Yeah,
I wish the finale would have been as satisfying as the pilot, but I still wasn't as disappointed with it as I think some people will be.
You mean Jeff?
Just Jeff's really
I mean, we don't want to drop names, but you can point at my face. Yeah. So I'm down.
I mean, I thought some parts were noise.
Jeff said it was so bad that he thought it was actually the Lost finale. That's how bad he thought it was.
No, he did.
Yeah. I heard him say that. Yeah, because that was
the Bound finale.
It wasn't noise.
Which finale?
It was a Lost joke. I said it was a Bound finale. You're welcome. Oh, you guys are going to be so
How much are they going to miss us? Everybody's going to miss us.
Everybody is. Totally.
But luckily on AfterBuzz TV, much like a time demon, you can just go back and rewatch over and over and over again.
Yes, I'm going to rewatch this series of Legion, and I'll rewatch all the after shows, even the ones I wasn't on. Just kidding, I'll only watch ones I was on. But I liked a lot about the finale, and as I said for weeks on this very panel, if it had ended in a very specific way, I was going to be really irritated, and that did not happen.
Did you ever explain what that way was?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
So no, I did,
I think
actually.
Now is the time.
Yeah, I've said
that
like 4 times.
He did say okay. On the show repeatedly, okay. Yeah. Where he just doesn't want it to be like a snow globe
so
scenario.
So you're just
going
to listen
like,
to me. So it's not just my wife. No one listens to me.
No,
I'm so glad to hear that.
No, I just agree with you. If it had been David waking up from this horrible nightmare, it just would have been terrible.
Wait, so clearly you know what I thought
it
was.
What it is.
I don't know what it is, but I agree with you.
Don't do that.
So, you didn't know if I had said it on the air.
Right. Yes. That's what I mean. Yes. Thank you. Whatever. Just keep going.
So what I was going to say is that if it had ended and then all of a sudden the last shot of the series is David sitting in the hospital and the whole thing was in his mind.
What a
the hospital
dream.
From well, yeah, exactly. The Dallas ending or the St. Elsewhere, both, yes, very old references. There was a whole season of Dallas that was like, oh, it was all a dream. And then St. Elsewhere, the entire series happened inside of a snow globe of an autistic child. And this would have just been like, oh, so I wasted all this time of, you know, and then, look, there were a lot of elements throughout
this
series.
Like Roseanne, the saddest.
That Roseanne is up late at night and sends a tweet and it kills her series? Yeah.
No, the finale of Roseanne was that none of it actually happened, that her husband had died and she was just writing a story about how much better her life would be.
I did not even get that far.
There's no saying because I didn't get it.
I did not care enough to get that far. Spoiling all the finales for all the other shows.
That's like the final season of the original run of Roseanne.
Yeah, it's not anything you're ever going to watch.
I have no desire to.
Exactly. It's a series where it starts, that season, it starts that they won the lottery. And it's like, oh, so you're going to take everything that made sense about this show and just throw it out the window. But
whatever.
They didn't do that with Legion. They didn't dismiss everything. And they didn't bring us back to that shot of him in the hospital, even though I really felt there were signs throughout the entire series that we could have gotten that. What were we going to say?
I kind of wish that he had just destroyed the world.
That would have been kind of amazing, right?
I mean, I don't know. I think it would be cool to watch, maybe just a little bit.
I 100% agree, because it kind of had like a redeeming factor to an extent, and I wasn't really here for it. I didn't want a redeeming factor. We went all the way to the last episode. Just go full sin. I don't want a redeeming factor.
Yeah, I do think though that there were some really poignant things that they put in here too about like him saying you can go back in time and that doesn't change who you are as a person, which seems to be the whole overarching message of this is that. You know, going and having a do-over doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to be a better person this time because it's a pretty good indicator. Your past actions are a pretty good indicator of who you're going to be overall. And so I felt like that was kind of a cool message that they had opening up from the beginning. It's like, okay, we're going to do a reset, but it may not even work because David may just be an a-hole all the time. We don't know. So in some ways, the world did end because specifically Sid and David's world ended, and then they were reborn.
Right, but to that effect, why even try to save David anyway if he's just going to wind up being an a-hole?
But well, I mean,
he's not going to be an a-hole now. Because
they literally just said that. You can't really change who you are.
All we can do is play the parts that we're assigned, and the people that we have been doesn't always reflect who you're going to be, but it is a pretty good indicator
of who you will wind up being.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter.
No, I saw the secret fourth season that you guys haven't seen, so I know what happens. So he's actually a really nice guy. So, like, pick the episode from last season with all the different Davids in it. The one who's, you know, a little slow and he's like a janitor. It's that one. That's going to be who he is. So he's not going to be a very interesting show. But I think that, look, he at least has a chance now because they really wanted to lay on thick the importance of a mother's love. And, oh, yeah, I guess a dad's love is all right, too. That's very non-Charles Xavier, the way that this series ended, where he's like, of course I'm going to stay with you, you know. I always wanted to be a teacher. Yeah, but what about all the other stuff that we all know you're going to do? So you're just not going to stick around forever. He's just I'm staying there right now. They're not going to give David away.
But I think that's the exact line, is who we were does not dictate who we will be, but it's a pretty good indicator. Even Charles is saying, look, I've also been changed by this, but he hasn't actually been reborn. It's just him saying, I'm going to take these experiences and learn from it and try to be better.
Yeah.
But we know that that is his past actions are a pretty good indicator that that's not really going to be the case.
But then late at night, he's going to be sitting around. He's like, let me slip on that Cerebro helmet. Like, oh, hey, who's this? Mm-hmm. You know, I said I wasn't going to travel anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
I gotta go. Yeah, I know. He's going to go. He's going to leave. He's going to... And look, he doesn't even have a space girlfriend yet. She's nice, Gabrielle, but she's not a space princess. So, you know, Charles is going to screw everything up is really the point. But I thought it was interesting.
But we won't see it.
No, we won't
see it.
Well, look, that's the interesting thing that I thought that they did, because obviously we're getting a very hard reset on all these characters. And the way that this show ends, it's like, oh yeah, this can all be, you know, it's undone. So it can actually be considered canon when, if and when we ever were to see Legion in a Disney-owned property, whether it's in the MCU, the next time we see Charles Xavier on screen, it's all a hard reset from right now. So, you know, he can be anybody at that point.
Great. So it was wrapped up in a pretty pink bow and just set out in the universe, like this little pretty pink bow.
It was a black
princess.
And white bow, and each of them had color imagery. Thank you.
I don't know, man.
You pick your own colors.
Yeah. Like neon blue, because that was a big theme in this episode. Anyway,
It's always blue.
Yeah.
Shout out to Aubrey Plaza for getting that money for just
for
like
last four episodes.
I wanted to see her at least one more time.
Yeah. Hey. Apparently, sometimes dead is dead. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know, she's coming back. And I was like, oh, no.
They got to pay her. They better bring her back. I said that last night on Marvel TV Weekly. Yeah. Of course she'll be back. They have to pay her. Nope.
If we're talking about who actually called it. If we're talking about who actually called it.
Was it Jeff Springstreet?
Yeah, it might have been him. It could have been Bruce. Like, I couldn't even think of a bad name. That shows you how many people I don't know. I couldn't even pick a bad name.
Daryl Oates and John Hall. But anyway, there's a couple of questions in the chat that I want to get to. Dave Jean-Pierre, does the AfterBuzz crew think Farouk deserved this second chance? Also, Liberty Littman, I love Farouk's character change. Jeff, what did you think? And we'll go down the line. About
no for Farouk and no for David. I didn't like the last second change. I feel like if you're gonna make a change and have us like it and enjoy it, lead us up to it. Show us ways he can change.
Gave you a song. That was what changed him.
I don't want a song.
I don't want a song.
I mean, that's all they do.
No, but like seriously, they didn't really lead into him changing. They did all in one episode with his with the mother song, and then with Xavier hugging David, and then with Farouk. All Farouk did was older Farouk tell him, just look at this. You gain knowledge through experience, and I get that you're changing, but just visually for the fans, I didn't like how it was.
Well, it's the same point that Sid made about like living her life a second time. So what actually happened is the fact that, you know, Farouk didn't live his life. He lived David's life. So he couldn't possibly hate him. And I thought that conversation he had with Charles was really pointed. I was still expecting, you know, kind of the sucker punch. You know, he's like, I'm just putting this front on. I find it hard to believe that a guy who's the Shadow King and is like 3,000 years old spends 32 years in a fairly annoying guy's mind, let's be honest. You know,
very whiny.
Really good singer, though. I think he's a good singer. Yeah.
He talks about how wise he is, how long he's lived, how many different lives. I mean, lives necessarily, but like you're changed from one person's lives for 32 years, like he said. It's not believable. It just doesn't come off right.
What were you going to say, Alexa, about all that?
I mean, I did say earlier, and I jumped into my little ha-ha moment, that Farouk had feelings, but I kind of wanted him.
And everybody's making sure to pat themselves on the back.
This is our last one. We pat everybody.
I deserve this. Now, Farouk, it's cool, I guess, that he has feelings and that he loves David, I guess, but I did. I wanted him and David to have this big showdown. Mm-hmm. David to defeat him, and then I wanted David to go insane in the Legion way and also destroy the rest of the world. That's what I thought was going to happen, and then instead what happened was everybody got together around a storybook and said, you need a mother's love to grow up well. Have a good childhood. Make sure that happens for your spawn as well.
Oh, but David, you've been able to go home all along. Well, then why didn't you tell me that 2 hours ago? Elena,
it was like a Mother Goose story.
Yeah, what did you think of
with
the
song?
The, we'll get to the song. The change of heart.
Let them ask some questions, okay?
You know what?
What do you want to know that I think?
Let me tell you what you think. Oh, yeah, for those watching,
that's so cool.
Yeah. Is this my little Sid, like...
Me first.
Throw to... Yeah, I was just going to write me first on my hands, but I don't hate myself, so I'm not going to do that.
Sorry. Well, Sid definitely hates himself. What did you...
Slime dark.
What did you think of Farouk's about face?
Look, I thought the visual of the kaleidoscope projection sunglasses, that was cool. It was a cool visual. I do feel it was a little bit too tidy, especially this confrontation of, oh, I'm older and wiser, Farouk. Look at you. You're so bitter and fueled by hate. Hate doesn't make you strong. I'm going to say this point blank. It makes you stronger if you forgive. But it's like, why are you telling me this? Like, word for word. And then, like, watching yourself cry by, like, thank you for giving me this knowledge. It seems like younger Farouk would have just been like, bye, old man. I'm taking over.
You know, if we had a lab here at AfterBuzz TV, which I've been pushing for, it just hasn't happened yet, we could test the theory. What is going to be more effective? Killing someone with love or killing them with hate? You know, 9 times out of 10, which one's going to work better? I don't know, because we don't have the lab. You let us know in the chat what you think would work. But, very important to mention, Silhouetted Animator in the chat.
Yay!
$2 super chat.
Yay! And
so,
thanks,
I think he's up to, like, I don't know, almost $20 over the last week between this show and Marvel TV Weekly.
We really
so thank
appreciate
you.
It. Yeah.
That's right.
That's awesome.
And for your $2, we're going to read the comment. Harry Lloyd would be a great MCU Charles Xavier.
Yeah.
I think I would like to see him play Charles Xavier again, except I'm sure that Disney is going to cast a movie star as Charles Xavier.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Well, he is a movie. I guess he's more of a television
Harry Lloyd?
Story.
Well, yeah. He's not a star. He's a guy who's been in movies. You know, there's a difference.
Whoa.
What? So, I'm sorry. He's going to... Patrick Stewart was a TV star who, by the time he was in... By the time he was in X-Men, he was a movie star because they'd made Star Trek movies.
Okay. I do have to say...
I forgot you were in the Harry Lloyd fan club, but he's not
I
a movie
like
star.
Him. I like
he's
him.
He's good. He's just...
Don't give up, Harry Lloyd. We're saying it's still... Yeah. You still got a chance.
I do want to say
he's
that...
He's not Hugh Grant. Hugh Grant's a movie star.
Jeez.
What? You don't want to see Hugh Grant?
Hugh Grant is Charles Xavier.
I actually
Hugh
don't
Grant.
Want to see that.
No.
Charles Xavier at all.
Tell us in the chat what MCU character you'd like to see Hugh Grant play. The guy who flips his hair and stutters a lot, probably. But what were you going to say, Alexa?
I liked when we finally did see Xavier and Farouk, and it was, they're like, oh, you know, you can make this battle arena anything you want it to be, and it's just white, and then, you know, Xavier is holding up a knife at first, and how awkward he looked holding a weapon, and then, of course, he made it, you know, Farouk made it into more of a battle of the minds, per se, and I thought that was really cool to
see. I like that they sat down for a beer, and, you know, after this series finale, after our show, we were actually going to go out back and have a knife fight, but instead, this show inspired us, and we're going to have a beer together. So.
Yeah, and maybe a knife fight.
It'll lead to that. Yeah, but the beer's going to be first.
Yeah.
The knife fight's going to be because of the beer, because I'm going to try and leave without paying. So somebody's going to come after me. It's going to be great. So
it'll be a lot more action-packed than most of this episode.
Violence. Remember they put the logo up there. Like, oh, yeah, it's
why
violence. So I was like,
well,
where the violence at, though?
Look, some of the action that I did like, I thought that female Carrie fighting the time demons looked really cool, and it's very reminiscent of something that we've never seen really well done in any of the movies. It's kind of like when Nightcrawler teleports and fights a lot of people.
Yes!
And I thought that effect looked really cool.
I still don't care about female Carrie, though. I just never have.
But you like male Carrie?
He's okay. He's good.
They're just both okay.
They're just okay to me.
See,
I okay.
I agree. I like
My
male
name
Carrie.
Is Carrie.
But
so
they didn't give layers to female Carrie.
They didn't.
She's just there to fight. That's who I am. This is it.
And she had a great line in this episode, though. She's like, not right now. Killing. You know?
Yeah, can't talk right now. Busy killing.
Because that's what she does. You know, that's what she's there for. They are one person. So, yeah, female Carrie. She's there to.
So they didn't give them enough of a personality because they're two separate.
Didn't you see them as children?
Look, male Carrie has some layers.
Yeah. Because this was the whole question: is male Carrie? Because Melanie brought this up, as she's like, okay, are you part of her, or is she part of you?
Right.
Which is the actual host, and then which is the other? And that's been kind of the question with them. And for this one, it seems like we didn't really get a full answer. Like, no. It seemed like it was, you know, when she's like, we'll just call you brother. And they're like,
well,
yeah.
All of a sudden she was old.
Well, yeah. Because she got because her, she got, you know, the time demon fight was a little rough for her, I think.
Yeah, so, it got, well, she's fighting time. She literally is fighting time, and it's aging her.
I thought it, I took
hey,
it
all
as,
women are fighting time, so she's not special. So am I right men, or am I right?
See, so are men,
I mean,
too.
What do you mean? Really? I look 12.
How,
that's
how
not great.
Speaking of fighting time.
Robert Downey Jr. look
I take
his
that
age?
Back.
Do people care what Robert Downey Jr. looks like? You know? Look, I'm just saying it's not fair. It's Hollywood.
What?
All right.
Robert,
so,
yes.
Hollywood, yeah.
We do.
He's a movie star,
men
though.
Men get plastic surgery, too.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah. Right. But,
lots.
Look, Hollywood isn't fair. It, perfect example. All right. You want to, I don't know, I brought it up. So, in 1987, Sally Field played Tom Hanks' girlfriend in Punchline. 4 years later, she played his mom.
But she also was like aged up a lot, yeah. And it was because of the flashback. So it's like, okay, that's not really a super.
I'm just saying
example.
It's an unkind place.
I mean, if you want to talk about now, it's like Nicole Kidman is Jason Momoa's mom, really? Like, get out of here.
Right now.
It's true.
How about Switch dying? I got sad.
She didn't
Switch.
Die, she was reborn.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I thought it was a very clever conversation with her dad or whatever the time spirit that represents her
dad.
I don't get that part. But it's like, so you lost your baby teeth, and what do you have now? Wisdom teeth!
That was the
and
ultimate
like,
dad
you
joke.
Know what sucks is we all know you have to get your wisdom teeth removed, so this is going to be a very painful surgery. Pulling every single one of those out, go through the door, this is the waiting room for the dentist, come on.
Yeah, but then she'll
I've already
time.
Paid the copay, let's go.
See, but then she'll get her time dentures, what are we going to say?
No, like, I see your dad joke, and I just give you realism. This, like, that's not going to work, actually.
That's an actual dad joke. We're talking about her dad.
So, yeah, I mean, but to your point,
this
when
is
we,
meta as hell for me. I loved it.
When we saw, when we see Switch at the beginning of the episode, it's like, oh, yeah, because we were talking about this. Yeah, David does not care about her.
No, not one bit.
No.
Yeah,
he used her and exposed.
He said last week that she doesn't matter. He literally said that about her.
Yes.
She doesn't matter.
Terrible.
I did like, though, that when the whole light is coming up and she's, like, staring down, I wrote light Switch, and then I was like, ha, ha, ha. and laughed at my own accidental joke for like a good 2 minutes.
And I'm so glad you shared it with us.
You're welcome.
So, but what do you think, Alexa? You brought up Switch. How do you feel her story, you know, her entire arc for this season? I mean, she was with us, she's the first character that we were with at the beginning of season 3.
I liked it. I like Switch. I wish that they had developed her personality just a little bit more. But finally, we got answers regarding who her dad was.
Yeah, because those sequences were so weird.
Powers mm-hmm. were and why he was in a TV.
Still don't know why he likes robots so much.
Yeah, that,
that
was
part
never
doesn't really,
answered. Really
add up. Yeah.
Well, it makes sense because it's the whole thing of since he didn't have a physical form and he was just the screen, he built the robot so that she would have somebody to physically take care of her.
Oh, I see. Now.
Okay, so it's not that we didn't explain it, it's that I didn't get it.
I'm a freaking genius. Yeah. So laugh at that light switch joke.
But did we see robots taking care of her? Or
it was her. She was like she would go stand in the room because she was showing like all the robots that would assist and do all of these things. And
we
so it was.
We didn't see that tonight, but that's
we
what
didn't
we
see
saw,
it tonight.
Yeah.
But we've seen it previously before. And she would go and stand with the robots just so she could feel connected to somebody, some sort of physicality. So that's why it's reflected. But he's saying, you know, you left your screen too. I left my physical body. That's why I couldn't be there to touch you and built these robots to kind of be the alternate version of that. But what I'm thinking is, okay, does that mean that her body is just gonna decompose in this time hallway? Like, what happens to the next time traveler that's like, oh, gross, what?
No.
Clean up after yourself,
I think
guys.
The time demons are taking...
So they're gonna, just, they're gonna eat her?
They'll just handle that. They'll just handle it.
And by handle it, you mean eat her?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
just wanted to make sure that that's what we're talking about.
I was
about.
Keeping it PG, but they're violent, so you know.
Yeah. Well, we had a violent warning at the beginning of this show as well. We knew that it was coming.
Yeah.
And less violence and more whistleblowing and being like, look how well I trained these demons.
If only somebody had known that you know, you could just
all you
tell
did
them
was
to,
just a little whistle.
Yeah, you just told them to stay.
Sit, stay.
Yeah, that's all you really need.
Don't eat time anymore.
So, there was...
Don't eat time, please go over time. Yes.
Yeah.
Don't eat time.
Yeah. So when you know, look, we were talking that some on the panel a little disappointed by the lack of fight scenes, but there were some cool sequences when young Farouk is fighting off all the Davids, and eventually they just descend on him and start beating the shit out of him. And I thought that visually it all looked really cool. So, again, it's not what the story ended up being, but what did you think, Elena, about the way that played out as we were watching it?
I liked the visual of having, you know, the close-up of David and then all of the Davids kind of bursting out behind him and this whole choreographed thing that was juxtaposed and intercut with the choreographed fight sequence that we see of Carrie. I thought the visuals of that was really, really cool. And I get why, you know, it's the whole thing of Charles being like, don't choke Farouk to death. We're going to be better this time, son. But it's also like, no, like, you haven't been there, sir. So let the man do what he's got to do. Yep. Like, if you need to, like, choke an evil god demon to death, then do what you got to do.
I think he deserved it. I think Farouk definitely deserved a choke to death.
I will say, though, talking about that Charles looked awkward
with the knife.
I thought that it looked more awkward when David first goes to attack Farouk and just does this weird flail move. And I was like, why did you use that take?
The visual that I liked is when he flipped
he's a lover, not a fighter.
When he flipped off the straitjacket and it turned into
Farouk.
That was one of the coolest things that they did on the show.
But what pissed me off was they do that, and then he's like, oh, we're in this arena where anything can be anything. And then instead of doing these, we get this one cool visual that they're like, see, we have this capability, but instead, y'all see Stranger Things? We got a black void, but guess what? We also have a white void, so we've got both voids.
It's like,
we're just going to hang out in the void. I was like, do more cool things. Stop talking about how you can do cool things and not doing it.
Right.
They really showed them just drinking and talking in a whole white void. I'm like, please.
We can do anything here.
Give me more.
But cheers. See, that's the thing. Is like, I don't think Farouk would try to physically fight Xavier. I think he won. I thought he would try to battle him mind-wise.
What was the goldfish, though, when they pull out their like mental like weapons, and David has the mental mace, and then we have like the mind bullet, but the goldfish flops out first.
Yeah, that was weird.
I don't know about the goldfish, but I just thought that whole thing was just like their mentality going into a fight, because you see David more or less with like something that wouldn't kill, I mean that would kill somebody, but
definitely
murder somebody, but like it takes a longer time, you see what I'm saying? Right. So like it's gonna be more pain.
He wants it to take a while.
And but then, I want to know about the fish.
Look, I ain't got all the answers.
Tell us in the chat. What do you think
the goldfish was? Yeah.
Yeah. But
and why wasn't it a guppy? I mean, why specifically was it
a goldfish? A fish out of water scenario? Like,
I was thinking more.
That was definitely beta Charlie. Fish. In this whole episode, Charlie was way out of water.
Yeah.
David seems like a beta fish to me, but you know, it's fine.
So
he's an alpha fish, not a beta fish. Thank you.
Xavier was the one with the fish, right?
Mm-hmm. No, the fish was David.
Oh.
Yeah.
He said he was Legion again. That was cool.
I did. Yeah. I thought that was a great moment because you think this is one on one. Oh, remember we're the name of the show.
Yeah. I got a bunch of me's up in this bee.
I thought
none
that scene
of us like you.
I thought the scene was cool, but it just didn't live up to what. It just didn't live up to my expectations.
Jeff, what did you want to happen?
No, because last episode we talked about it, and we saw the trailer for this week's episode, and we see the start of this. We see multiple Davids in this room, and they jump him for all of 2 minutes, and then he just like pushes him off. I needed more. I just thought it was underwhelming. It wasn't great. I didn't see the character development that we needed to see, or the fight scene that we needed.
We've seen better. That's the thing. That's we've seen better on the show. We know what they're capable of.
And that's what my frustration is.
Capable of, so it felt like they weren't bringing that level to the finale.
You know what I wanted?
Oh, Alexis raised her hand. It's her turn to speak. Everyone be quiet.
Yes. So polite about it, okay?
Yes, Kathy, happy.
No, I wanted something to the effect of, remember that scene where David is so angry trying to get Switchback and he goes and attacks the car and just flips the car over and like, you know, murders one of those people there in like a horrific way. Mm-hmm. I think something to the extent of that is what I was expecting, except on a greater scale. I wanted Legion to go full.
You didn't think that it was just going to be like, let's talk about our feelings and how we feel better.
I didn't think that that was what
I don't want to go from killing people to hugging people.
Yeah,
I don't want
it
that.
Was, I kind of see what Jeff's talking about.
No, I mean, like,
I mean, not in real life. In real life, yes. We're like, that's, yeah, way to go.
Yeah, but like,
no, we're talking, speak for yourself.
Like, we're talking about the show, and he was the villain throughout this whole time, growing as a villain, and then you try to flip the switch on us.
Yeah, the switch. Yeah.
But like, you can't do that. And how many times am I gonna root or want to see the villain be the villain? I wanted to see that, and I didn't get that in this episode.
This is the angriest I have seen Jeff.
Oh, yeah. Well, look. No.
Someone had to be the villain.
I've seen him angrier one other time.
I know.
When he got a hamburger instead of a chicken and waffles.
He was so angry at himself.
This is what it feels like.
I felt like this episode, we ordered the chicken and waffles, and they brought us out a hamburger. And we were like, I mean, it's good, but it's not what I thought.
And so many people told us, get the chicken and waffles.
What do people think about it? Are we in the minority here, or do they believe that it?
I thought it was still good. I just thought it wasn't as good as it could have been.
In general, people are trying to figure out: did all of this happen? Was it real?
Yeah.
And
is this real life or was it fantasy?
Right. Well, yeah. By the end of the episode, it was all fantasy, but it was real in the moment. You know. I mean,
the weird
Switch
thing
is going
too.
To the embodiment of what used to be Switch. The artist formerly known as Switch is going to remember that all this happened. Like she knows, but none of the people are going to know any of these things about themselves. And maybe
the irony.
Maybe
the only one who doesn't get flipped a Switch.
Oh boy.
I wish we'd kept a count of Switch jokes. It's too late now. But we could have done a super chat. Yeah, by the way, send us another super chat and Elena will give you another Switch joke.
Yeah.
I promise.
It won't be good either.
No, that's a guarantee. That is my guarantee to you that it will not be good. But maybe that's what deja vu is, you know? Remember how you like lived this part of your life before? No, I don't remember it at all. Well, that's what
deja vu is actually a tiny little seizure.
What I wanted to make sure that we talked about.
I'm glad you said it because I've never knew.
That's actually what it is.
Is a tiny little seizure?
It's a tiny little seizure in your brain. It's when your synapses misfire, and then in your prefrontal cortex, you have it basically like messes with your amygdala where your memories are stored.
So, wait, deja vu is.
Deja vu is basically your brain's messed up. So, when you're like, oh, deja vu, it really means you just told everybody that your head's all jacked.
So, deja vu is a little aneurysm?
Basically.
But what
would be sad every time.
I also wanted a little bit more from the final David and Sid scene when they're looking over the baby.
I thought it would have been all right if she tried to kill him or something.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd help me. I didn't.
I helped you. You get sorry. And then I wasn't helping you, I was helping him. Well, that's me.
Jokes but it's on also you. Like, how many lives jokes is Sid going to live at this point?
Live
Sid's
in a
like,
third
I've
time.
Already learned my lesson. I lived my second life. I have to learn a third one now because this douchebag needs to learn things? Why do I have to get dragged into this?
No, it's like...
I lived on a farm!
It's like if you took Groundhog Day but took all the jokes out of it and then, you know, a teenager slept with her mom's boyfriend. So really, it's just like that. But what I was going to say before was that I don't think that when they set out to do this series 3-4 years ago when they started, that this was the ending that they had in place.
Really?
I feel that they were building to this. I think that when this season started, yes, I feel like they had something bigger and more epic in mind. They needed to have Charles Xavier be a part of it. No, Holly said that. But I don't know. This just sort of feels like they're just in a different place than the way the show started. Because I felt like they were building to something that we didn't even come close to seeing.
Well, it seems like they kind of switched focus, like after the second
there was without even a super chat.
But when they had like all the backlash after, you know, the season, after they had just the casual drop of like, well, you raped me and that's not cool. And it's like, even though Sid, I mean, we've talked about this before too, how Sid is no angel herself, but they had so much backlash for that. They were like, okay, let's make this somewhat like a feminist anthem too. Because even when we see the flashback, when Farouk puts on the glasses, the only voices that you hear that affect David are Sid's, Lenny's, Amy's, and a woman that we assume is Gabrielle, but it just says on the subtitles woman. There is no male voice at all. So it's like his entire existence, the whole idea of like you need to be illuminated and have all this stuff, the subtle undertones of it is that, and you need this female influence and this motherly force and whatever form that takes. And it's like, where, what weird thing have we gone off? Blow stuff up. Like, blow stuff up.
I wasn't asking for a lot.
Is we just wanted more violence that you promised us.
I mean, there was choking of Farouk. He was choking.
I mean, we didn't even get to see a choking Farouk.
You see my hands? They're shaking. I'm choking him.
That was like stage violence.
We didn't even get to see time demons kill anything.
We found out they were just puppies. They were time puppies.
Settle down, Jack the Ripper. It's okay. We didn't need to see how they kill is by aging.
Like, they steal your time. So we saw that to female Terry's face.
See, I always thought that
to
was...
To just her face and some of the arms that looked like they didn't put enough makeup on her arm.
The makeup job was interesting.
You know what? You said that off the air. You didn't say that on the show.
No.
So we should, since we're talking about it now.
I feel like we've had such great practical effects that we've seen throughout this, and it seemed like her old age makeup wasn't finished. Like, it seemed like they didn't... Like, it looked like they had just had Elmer's glue dry on her arms, but didn't go in and repaint. And, like, some of the hand detail... I mean, it might have just been the lighting, but because we've seen the makeup on this show so good, I was like, why is this...
It was a little bit of the acting, too. She acted still like a young girl.
Yeah.
And she needed to, like, adjust her posture some
and her voice. Because even she's like, hey, old man! And it's like,
this is jarring.
That's why I thought it was the male Carrie that they're both... their age was. So I'm saying, like, I thought she was just young just because she was a female. Or that
she's supposed to be older than him at the end. Because the time demons ate up her time.
See, I thought they were just making her become one. You see what I'm saying? I thought they were becoming both the same age and then becoming brother and sister. And I thought that's why she was becoming older. I didn't see it as the time demons were making her older when they were fighting.
I think they were, because that's why Carrie was saying, I don't feel good. Like, male Carrie was saying, like, I don't feel good, was because the time demons are attacking, and that's how they attack, is it's not a physical, like, pain, it's not a cut, it's that pieces of your time is being taken away. So that's why she's like, it's just the arthritis, like, it's fine, we still got this. So I think that it's when they separated that it was, if she had continued to fight, she would have been even older. That's how I took it, but maybe not, I don't know.
What do you guys think?
Oh,
I was going to say, let them know what you guys think, because they literally make us the ESPN of TV talk. We learn so much from their comments and interacting with you guys and everything. And if you guys are watching on YouTube, remember to give us that thumbs up and subscribe. If you guys are listening on iTunes or Spotify, give me that 5 stars because I need 5 of them. And just being part of this panel and just AfterBuzz as a whole has just been a great experience.
Oh, we love you too, Jeff.
Let's finish talking about Legion, because it's my last one, y'all. I say it's my last one, like it's not everybody's last one.
Okay, David, make it all about you.
Look, it's my last one, and I can't redo
it. We're dragging this too.
So, a relevant comment from the chat, Renji90998. When it comes to things involving X-Men related stuff, the timeline has always been confusing, and it's always in flux, and always readily able to be changed. But I am trying to see if. People, just tell us in the last... We got about 5 more minutes. So just right now, whatever you guys are talking about in the chat, just tell us, did you like it or dislike it? You can give more beyond that, but just say first, liked it or disliked it, because it's hard to get a real feel from the chat. We have a lot of people watching tonight, so thank you very much.
Oh, thanks for watching. Yeah.
We're going to miss you.
We are going to miss you guys a lot, so thank you.
It's hard to say, like, I didn't like the show. I love the show.
The show's cool.
But this episode... That's why I feel so passionate about this episode, and that's why I don't like this episode as much, because I like the series as a whole.
Set.
And they just didn't, they sang too much. They did a whole song, and I literally looked down and I said, oh, wait, they're doing this whole song.
I like the song, but this is a good time to bring up Alexa's question about that song, because the lyric, we were talking afterwards, and Elena pointed out that the lyrics fit so well, but
I mean, Alexa, I wasn't familiar.
Alexa, what time is it?
Alexa is not familiar with a lot of... I know some Pink Floyd, but not
all the Pink Floyd songs.
Alexa, play Pink Floyd.
No, it was already in the episode.
I want Alexa to actually say that. No, come on, let's do it earlier.
No,
we need you to record all the answers for Alexa.
Anyway,
my Alexa is just actual Alexa being like, I'm not going to do that stuff.
Alexa, what's the weather right now? Open the window.
Figure it out.
What were you actually trying to say?
No, I just didn't realize that it was an actual Pink Floyd song until they were like, no, it's a real Pink Floyd song. And I was like, oh, I thought
Blue Floyd, it's always blue.
It's always blue.
I thought they wrote that song for the episode.
Well, and the lyrics were very fitting, well. I thought, and I thought it was nice. And look, this is one of the things that's run throughout the entire series that made me think that it could have all been in David's mind back in the pilot episode was just how much Pink Floyd, there's Syd Barrett as her name, just that. So many other references, other songs have come up. I think this is maybe the third time a song from the Wall album has been used, you know. So I really thought that we get that. But having the whole song it was fine. I think that they did it really, it fit. And there were a couple of lines, you know, basically like when Gabrielle sings the line about something, whatever it is about, I'll look out for you. I'll keep an eye on all your girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, because one of them is going to try and kill him. I mean, she did, technically. She killed him
twice.
The irony
of that scene, though, was I was like, the girlfriend who's trying to kill you is, like, way tighter bros with your mom than you are, just saying.
Awkward.
In the chat, Ivan Soto wants to know if this finale ruined the show for you. And sometimes I mention this series just to annoy Ryan in the booth, but for a lot of people, the finale of Lost made us feel like we wasted 5 years or 6 years, whatever it was. This, I thought, was like, I wanted something different. But literally no one feels the way that Pretend Crowd does. You're the only person who feels that way about the Lost finale. So, but I, you know, it's like, I look, it didn't give me the thing I really didn't want, the Legion finale. I think I was expecting something different, but I was okay with it. I thought it was interesting that ultimately we get the hard reset on the end. But, Jeff, you seem to be, I think, the most dissatisfied.
With this episode.
Yes.
Correct.
Not in life.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm most dissatisfied with the dinner order you had 3 weeks ago.
We're not going to talk about life. That's a whole different thing. No, but with this episode specifically, I was disappointed. But it's not going to ruin the whole series for me. Like, outside of this, I talk about it with some of my coworkers and everything. There's days when I'm just like, what episode? Like, what is this? And then there's days like, I love this whole season. So this episode was one of those. This was literally how I felt 2 episodes ago when they kind of, I was going to say wasted a whole episode on Syd, but that's how I felt.
Well, I liked that one.
Elena, did you like that episode more than this one? More than the finale?
The big battle.
Yeah, I think I did like that episode more
than
this one.
If this episode had a rap battle in it, that might have helped.
I feel like there was just moments that were bigger takeaways in that episode, and I feel like if they were trying to do this whole morality and have these symbolisms and like the metaphors that are supposed to represent these different things, I felt that that episode did it more effectively than this one that just came out and was like, hey, if you haven't figured it out yet, we are going to say exactly word for word what we want you to take away from this. Change is good. You should change. Be better. Like, I'm like, okay, we get it. Like, we get it.
Be the change. But Alexa, same question. Did this finale change the way you feel about the show as a whole, or was it just disappointing as a standalone
episode?
Honestly,
kind of exactly what Jeff, not exactly, but both what Jeff and Elena said was that I think.
God forbid you agree with me. Anyway, go ahead.
No, never. Never. This whole show has always had its ups and downs.
Sure.
For me, I have not liked every episode, and I have really loved certain episodes as well. This was not one of my favorite episodes either. I do think that they were too nail on the head, like Elena said. They were just hitting us over the head with that you have to grow up well stuff. You know, we don't have control over how we grow up.
It was also
we don't
really
have a switch.
Safe morals.
Yeah, we don't have a switch. We don't, you know, yes, mothers should love their children, and fathers should be there too to do that. But that doesn't happen all the time, and we don't have time travelers to take us back in time to reset our lives either. So what is the takeaway here, honestly? What is the final takeaway of this show?
I wish I could have traveled to right now when I was trying to put my kids to bed 2 hours ago and just skip that part. So I don't know what that says about the love for a child. But
you can change. You can change how you know are by just basically knowing what happened to you, your traumas, and then going from there. I guess maybe
that's it's the whole thing is a John Mayer song. It's just fathers be good to your daughters, boys.
Okay, so if they sung a John Mayer song, I probably was going to throw my headphones down and just walk out. The three of you could have talked about it. So the fact that it is
no, but like really though, what is the takeaway?
It seems like they keep going kind of back and forth because...
Oh.
All right, I know you want us to do that, Ryan. Thanks.
Okay, I guess,
but
yeah.
But we're still talking, so...
I was just saying that's probably the takeaway, right?
Oh, is that... Some things are real and some... No.
Elena, finish your thought.
They just seem to have different kind of generic morals, like the moral of the story, that also were somewhat contradictory. And I feel like that's why this didn't hit as hard. Because if they had had something that was a little bit more controversial, that is the takeaway, that is, look, you can change. No matter what horrible things you have done in the past, you can become a different person. If that is really what they're saying, and that's their whole message, and they show, like, okay, forgiveness is one thing, but growth, this is a whole different thing. Like, what somebody else feels about you and what you've done is not reflective of who you are now and what you can become. If that's what they were trying to say, fine. But then they start it with, but it's a pretty good indicator. If you've been a dick in the past, you're probably going to still be a dick. Then why are we watching this? And what's the point? What are you trying to say to me?
It would have been cool if they touched more on the mental health aspect of it all.
Well, that's really been discounted. Gabrielle talked about it a lot. And when she saw the time demons in this episode, she was like, oh, the sickness is coming for me. But yeah, I agree. I think that David's mental health really, they really didn't touch on it this season.
They
definitely could have spent more time
and
with
Charles
it.
Even kind of downplays Gabrielle's, where he's like, yeah, you have like your demons, but I fought all this other stuff and it was real, so your crap doesn't even matter.
Gabrielle, the worst thing about your demons is that I can't blow a whistle and have them sit down. Worst part. A couple things in the chat Wendell Clayton, I wanted more big hair David. Yeah, that's the thing. I never got this. I mean, a little bit, but I wanted the, like, you know,
Vegeta hair.
Yeah. I just wanted it. Like, Rusty, the takeaway is all you need is love. I mean, essentially, yes, that's what they're trying to say. I don't love that takeaway. Did you just flip over the table like I said?
All you need is love.
Yeah. No, that would have been too expensive. Yeah,
and drugs.
I think that's one of the Beatles songs that Michael Jackson's estate owns, so it would have been too expensive to use that one. But
if you sync Pink Floyd's The Wall with this episode at the end, you're just as confused.
I think you're probably right. But unfortunately, we're almost out of time. We're technically out of time, but
we do
need to do our special segment that asks the question,
is this the real life?
Or
is this just fantasy?
Jeff, do you have a moment?
We're watching Legion.
Well, it was a long moment. A moment I wish wasn't as long as possible. But
entire show?
No, I was talking about just the musical number with him and, with David and his mom.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if he was really connecting to her, trying to use his, like, talk to her and try to get strength from that, or if he was just mentally trying to get strength from himself. So that was my scene, because she was talking and it was like kind of freeze where she was at, and then he was talking, it was frozen where he was at as well. So I didn't know if that was real or just fantasy.
Happy Cappy. Did you just fall asleep?
No.
I thought that was a snore too. I was like, what?
Oh, you know what? I forgot to mention, they had such a Brokeback Mountain.
That was nice. I can't quit you. Yeah, that was great.
I just wanted to shout out.
And you didn't want to know. You want to know if that was real or not.
No, honestly.
Can you quit him?
Can you really quit him?
I can't. Who can quit David? Come on.
The whole episode was, is it real or is it not? I don't know. to be honest, I don't know. The scene with David and Sid over the bassinet looking at the baby David, was that real? Was it not?
I don't think they were really there, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They weren't? Okay.
I think so, because Gabrielle was like, he's upstairs with his friends. He has friends.
Yeah, he has friends. Yeah, they
so
were
she
gone.
References, even friends. Though it's one friend and it's Sid and
Thank
she's
you.
Not really his
one,
friend.
One of his other friends is him as an older person.
Yeah, yeah. That's but he wasn't there yet.
She didn't know he was there. He just kind of showed up. He's like, hi. Elena, do you have is it the real life or is it just fantasy moment?
Mine was the flashback with Carrie and figuring out young
when
Carrie.
And young Carrie.
And yes, yeah. Like the two Carries and which was which and which of those was kind of like the true host and if it was male Carrie kind of imagining the female Carrie or vice versa.
Hmm. Well, I guess for me it is that interaction that Switch has with her dad. I mean, I guess that is real to them, but they're like she says, I am time. So is there really a separate embodiment of her father somewhere in that hallway or wherever? You know, I think it's all very subjective, and that's the way she was perceiving it because she's still used to being a person. And really, this is that moment was right before she's like, okay, I'm going to go into the time stream, but let me do this one more thing. So that's what it was for me. And
I just like the time stream looked like Janet's void from The Good Place.
It's true, it really did. Anyway, thank you so much to everyone in the chat. And if you've enjoyed this conversation, we will continue talking about the Legion series finale Sunday night at 9 p.m. on Marvel TV Weekly here at AfterBuzz TV. Some people on this panel will be there. I know I'll be there. Who else will be there? Find out to tune in. Who will survive and come back in the epilogue episode that night? But this has, of course, been great fun to do this season with everyone. So it's been fun talking to everyone, and we've always had such a great chat. I really feel like the chat understood the show way better than I ever did. You saw things I didn't. You appreciated it on levels. And a lot of times I read stuff in the chat, I'm like, I'm going to say that and pretend that I thought it. But if you want to keep in touch with you, Jeff, where do people find you?
You guys can follow me at JeffWill_Jr. on all your social media platforms or on a plethora of other superhero TV shows. Plethora is my word. It's just mine.
It's just mine.
And noise.
And no doubt you'll find Jeff Friday in theaters for the movie Blinded by the Light, which is about Joel Stringstreet. And Alexa, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Alexa, CAPPY, Cappy, Happy Cappy.
And Elena.
You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan, ALANAJORDAN, and on Instagram at Elena J. Jordan.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at ChristianDMZ, and you can find me Thursdays at 1 p.m. on the Popcorn Talk Network for Marvel Movie News. That's all the time that we have for now, but thank you so much. We were Legion.
Legion! Bye! See you later.
Kevin Undergaro and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.